comedy. 3 years ago, I was a C-plus chemist in Youngstown, Ohio, with a bar band that was actually good and a job that wasn't. Then, I told a man in the bar that magic wasn't real. I was wrong. This is where I tell you everything that happened after, into a box, late at night, because the box doesn't laugh. Welcome to The Common Tales. Tonight, the day the last thing I was sure about quietly stopped being true. Okay, you're on one of the two lights anyway. I've never learned which one means what, but we're rolling. Good. Because I've been chewing on something all night, and I'm just going to talk until it makes sense. It's the dust. That's where I want to start, because that's the part that gets me. Not the pieces, the dust. Picture it with me. A clay cup dropped on the floor of the Crow and Lantern. Three pieces, four maybe, and that little gray spray off the broken edges, the grit, the powder you always get. And it lifts off the stone, goes back up into the cracks, like somebody's pouring the breaking backwards. And the smell of the place never changes through any of it. Tallow smoke, the hearth gone to pine, that sour ghost of spilled mead that lives in the floorboards and never, ever leaves. Just a flat gray afternoon, and there's a cup unbreaking itself on the floor, and the smell hasn't even noticed. That's the cup. 3 years here, and that's still the afternoon my brain walks back into when the fire's low. So, let me start before the cup, or none of it lands. Let me tell you who I was the second before that cup broke. Morning's rough. Waking up in a world that never invented coffee, staring down 12 hours of swordplay with nothing in your blood but regret. Friend, meet the Runeforged Brewing Engine. Handcast in solid brass, wrapped corner to corner in genuine arcane glyphs. Prosperity, north, and a third one the Tinker won't explain but swears is load-bearing. It glows, at night, menacingly. That's not a flaw, that's ambiance. Here's what the Runeforged Brewing Engine does for you. 1. It makes coffee. 2. Okay, that's the list, but think about what that means. A hot cup, in your hands, before the goblins. You, a person again. Now, full disclosure, because I'm a man of science. The coffee's gritty, it goes cold by cup 2. And one morning in 4, the plunger jams and fires scalding grounds at your face like a tiny ambush. We're calling that the vigor setting. It's a feature. It wakes you right up. Supplies are limited. By which I mean there is one, the Tinker refuses to make another, and you cannot have mine. But you can want one. And wanting, friends, is the first step toward prosperity. Says so right on the pot. Probably. The Runeforged Brewing Engine. It works terribly. You'll love it anyway. Now, back to the cup that actually mattered. Back home I knew things. Real things. Struggling little pharma company, lab coat, and a mild sense of doom issued the same morning. But I knew why water boils, knew why bread rises, knew the one rule under all the other rules, the floor of the whole house. You don't get something for nothing. Energy doesn't appear and it doesn't vanish. It moves. It changes its coat. It goes pocket to pocket. But the books always balance. Always. I'd have bet my life on that. Spoiler. I sort of did. So I get here, and everybody's tossing the word magic around like it's weather. And every time, I'd run my little audit. Quiet, in my head. Like a customs agent nobody asked for. Guy closes a cut with his hand? There's a poultice he didn't see. Or the cut was shallow, and the room's a little drunk, and memory's generous. Lights with no fire? Glowing moss. I've seen the moss. The moss is real. All allow the moss. Fire from nothing? Flint you palmed. Oil you pre-soaked. Pinch of powder. I built a still in this world. Did I? Yeah, of course I told you. I tell everybody. I tell strangers. I'd tell the still itself if it hold a conversation. Copper. Coil. The whole field hospital setup. And Marta? Runs the bar. Always has something warm waiting before I ask. Marta is convinced to this day that I am a master of, quote, fire liquor transmutation. And I let her think it. Because I know what it actually is. It's distillation. It's a 10th grade phase diagram with a drinking problem. I could draw you the whole thing on a napkin. And that was the anchor. You follow? As long as there was one thing here I could open up and explain all the way to the bottom, I got to keep believing everything else was the same. Just a trick I hadn't caught yet. The still was me saying, see, it's all like this. It's all just stuff somebody hasn't shown you the inside of yet. I was so comfortable in that. Real mistake, getting comfortable. So, the cup. Flat gray afternoon, off hours. That light you get before the evening crowd files in. Third bell's gone. Fog still hadn't burned off the bowl of the town. A slow morning, they call it, and they treat it like permission to do nothing in particular. So the room's half empty and slow. Tommy's there. Thomas. My first friend in this place. The man who taught me which end of a dagger is the root end. He's at the table, doing the thing he does, where his hands are busy and his eyes aren't. Flipping a copper across his knuckles, watching the door out of habit, not worry, just rogue weather. And there's a woman, Hedgecaster. Now, you've got to understand what that is here, because it's nothing. A hedgecaster does small useful things for small useful coins. Mends a fence, settles a colicky horse, sells you a luck knot, and a guess at tomorrow's rain. Around here, she's about as impressive as a decent plumber. Older. Tired around the eyes the way people get tired when the work is real and the pay isn't. Somebody knocks the cup off the bar. Clay cup. Hits the stone. Breaks. Clean. Three pieces. Four. And that spray of grit I told you about. And I saw the whole thing. That part matters. I'm not hearing it secondhand. I'm not turned around. 6 feet away, dead sober. Well, soberish. Sober enough to swear to it. And she doesn't make a thing of it. She sighs, like it's a chore, like it's one more turnip to peel. And she crouches, and she holds her hand over the pieces. Doesn't touch them. Holds it above. Says something low. Three words. Four. Couldn't tell you what. Didn't even sound like she meant them. And the pieces move. Not flung. Not snapped. They slide. Across the stone. Toward each other. Slow. Like there's a current under the floor only they can feel. The edges find each other. You know how two broken edges only fit one way? They find that way. And the cracks close. I'm watching the cracks. A line you could drop a knife in, then a line you could fit a hair in, then nothing. A cup. And the dust comes home. Last. That little gray spray off the broken edges lifts off the stone and goes back into the seams like it was never anywhere else. She picks it up, knocks it on the bar. Twice. Hard. This lazy little proof. Solid. Whole. Sets it back on the shelf and goes for her drink like she straightened a crooked stool. And here's the thing I keep coming back to. The thing under the thing. Her hand, when she stood up, it shook. Just a little. And the color had gone out of her. Gray. All the way to the lips. Like she'd given blood. She steadied herself on the bar a second longer than a person should need to. It cost her something. I didn't have a name for what, but I could see the bill came due. That mattered later. Hold on to that. Because right then, my brain went to war. First through the door is denial. Always denial. Two cups, I think. Sleight of hand. She broke a fake and swapped the real one. It's a trick. I've seen the guy in Vegas with a dove up his sleeve. Except I watched it. No swap. Never lost sight of it. No second cup. No sleeve. She's in short sleeves, Phil. The woman's arms are bare to the elbow. Door closes. Nothing behind it. Fine. New theory. Glue. Some fast resin. A binder. Something palmed and smeared. Except no. The pieces moved before she touched a single one. And the dust. The dust went back. You don't glue dust back into being. Glue covers. Glue fills. Glue does not unbreak a thing down to the powder and put the powder home. Door closes. Nothing behind it. And now I'm sweating because I'm down to the last and best one. The big one. The one I'd bet my life on. You don't get something for nothing. To put that cup together, you have to undo it. Walk the energy backwards. The fall, the crack, the sound, the dust. All of that went somewhere. That's the book's balancing, the universe taking its cut. To reverse it, you'd have to pay every bit of it back. So where did it come from? Where did it come from? And I'm standing there doing the arithmetic, and there is no arithmetic. The books don't balance. The energy came out of nowhere, out of a tired woman saying four words she didn't even care about. And the last door, the one I trusted most, the floor of the whole house, I open it and there's no floor. And I look at Tommy, because that's what you do. Something impossible happens, you turn to your friends so the two of you can be amazed together, so you've got a witness, so you're not crazy alone. And Tommy isn't amazed. Tommy's looking at me, not the cup, me. Watching me come apart over it with this little crease between his eyebrows like I'd gasped at the sun coming up. And he flips the copper, catches it, and he goes, real quiet, real plain. She does fences too, you know, if you've got one that needs doing. That's it. That's the whole line. Fences. Like I've been making a scene about a woman doing her job. To Tommy, what just happened was Tuesday. It was a hedgecaster mending a cup, which is a thing hedgecasters do, which is why you'd hire one. The wonder wasn't even visible to him. There was no wonder in the room for him to see. And that's when it actually landed. Harder than the cup, I mean it. Not magic is real. I could have white-knuckled my way around that for another month. I'm stubborn. What got me was Tommy's face. Because if the impossible thing is just furniture to the guy next to you, if nobody's looking up, that it's not a trick somebody's pulling on the room. It's just the room. It's just how the floor is built. And I'm the only person standing in it who didn't know. So I sat down. Not dramatically. I didn't faint. I'm not a Victorian. I just found a chair. Because the little story I'd been telling myself for months, that none of this was real, that there was a seam and I'd find it, it went out. Quiet. Like a candle in another room you didn't know was lit. Until you notice it's dark now. And I'd argued the exact opposite once, with my whole chest, to a man, in a bar. Told him to his face, magic isn't real, and I had never in my life been so sure of anything. Turns out the bill for being that sure is one clay cup. Not a dragon, not the sky tearing open, a four-piece pottery cup that nobody in the room but me even looked up for. And I want to tell you it was grief, and the start of it was. The guy who knew how the world worked, the one thing I was always sure I had, he was just gone, standing in a tavern holding nothing. But underneath that, sneaking up, it was the other thing. The cup hadn't shrunk the world. It had blown the back wall out of it. If I could be that wrong about the biggest thing there is, then maybe the world isn't the small, fair ledger I'd been auditing my whole life. Maybe it's bigger than that. Maybe there's room in it I never let myself believe was there. And God help me, maybe there's room in it for me. That's the thing I caught sitting in that chair. Not a thought, more like a temperature change. This warm, ridiculous, terrifying feeling that I'd just been handed a world where everything I was sure of doesn't apply. And being wrong about all of it might be the price of admission. And I had exactly enough coin for that.
for everything. A reason in my hand. Why the water boils, why the iron rusts, why the candle eats the strand. And under all the little rules, there was one I'd never doubt. Nothing comes from nothing, boys, the books always balance out. But that's the day the rules broke, the day the floor let go. A cup came up off the cold stone and I got nowhere left to go. I stood there waiting for the fear, for the whole gray sky to fall. But the rules broke open like a door and there was room. She didn't even mean it, just a sigh and four soft words. And the dust came home to the broken seams like she'd whistled back the birds. I ran the count, I swear I did. The fall, the crack, the cost, and I came up empty-handed, friend. Something came from nothing, the books were lost. And that's the day the rules broke, the day the floor let go. A cup came up off the cold stone and I got nowhere left to go. I stood there waiting for the fear, for the whole gray sky to fall. But the rules broke open like a door and there was room for it all. So I grieved him a little, the careful man, the one who always knew. But if I'm that wrong about the world, then maybe I'm wrong too. Maybe I'm not quite good enough. Was never the end of me. The books don't balance, thank God. The books don't balance, and I'm free. 'Cause that's the day the rules broke, the day the floor let go. I bought that woman one cold drink and never asked her how or no. I quit my waiting for the fear. Sky fall and the rules broke open like a door and there was room for it all. It's a real, it's a real. Took a cup to make me see. Nothing comes from nothing except it does. And look, it set me free. Books don't balance, thank God, thank God.
Yeah, I bought her a drink, the Hedgecaster. Didn't ask how she did it. Wouldn't have understood the answer, and anyway, first pour from the fresh cask went on the floor, for the room, the way you do here, the way I used to think was insane, and now do without thinking. So, second pour, hers. Slid it down the bar and didn't say a word, because what's the word? She looked half dead still, gray around the mouth. Drank it like she'd earned it. Which, yeah, she had. The still, I'll still explain to anybody who asks. That one's mine. Copper and a coil and a phase diagram. Not one drop of magic in it. I'll die on that hill. Everything else? Everything else the world can keep. I'm done auditing it. It's real, Cosette. Took me a broken cup, but it's real.